This is Twit.
So we're talking about iMessage and walled gardens and things like that. And anytime we talk about messaging, it's an interesting topic, of course. And a huge aspect of that in the Android world has been the emergence of RCS, or at least the stumbling out of the gate of RCS, you know, with Google attempting to make RCS available in messages, and then, you know, varying levels of commitment on the from the platforms. But it looks as if we finally have a little bit of partnership between Google and a platform. As T-Mobile and Google have partnered now to make RCS a bit more universal, T-Mobile now supports the Universal Profile 1.0. This enables cross-carrier messaging, given that the other carrier supports it. So basically, you need two. It takes two to tango. This is the first time this has happened at all. And if you remember last year, the carriers also announced the cross-carrier messaging initiative. So they have plans as well. And that included T-Mobile, AT&T, and Verizon. But this Google T-Mobile solution appears to require Google Messages for now. So good progress in terms of Google working with a carrier. But so if you're T-Mobile to T-Mobile and you're using Google Messages, you could use RCS. If you're T-Mobile to AT&T or Verizon, no luck. If you're T-Mobile to T-Mobile and it's Google Messages to Textra or SMS app of your choice, no luck either. Do we think that this is a first down, to use a football metaphor, for RCS and Google, or is it just more stumbling out of the gate?
Ron, are you qualified to use a football metaphor?
I'm not. I should have gone baseball. I really should have gone. Is this a home run or more of a single? How about that?
Or is it a slam dunk? So T-Mobile to T-Mobile, obviously, like, that's been happening. T-Mobile, like, let's say there's a carrier overseas that also supports the universal profile. Essentially, what this means is now, like, it's not just T-Mobile to T-Mobile, it's T-Mobile to any carrier that supports the universal profile. So technically, this is a step in the direction of all, hopefully, a day where all carriers support a single RCS protocol. And we're getting the benefits of this in all of our messaging going forward. So I think it's a big deal. One thing I thought was really funny is that T-Mobile's talking up how they were the first to get in with RCS, when really that was Sprint. But of course,
Sprint belongs
to T-Mobile, so T-Mobile can effectively say we were there first, even though they really weren't. But anyway, so that's
clever marketing right there. Yeah. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. Flo, what do you think? Is this a game changer at all, or is this just a swing and a miss?
I wouldn't say it's a swing and a miss. I mean, maybe it's a single. It adds a point to the scoreboard, but it doesn't necessarily win one for the team.
Yeah.
It just kind of, because again, going back to what I was saying earlier in terms of, like, my friends being behind a garden, you know, I have to have my friends send me video through Instagram or like a third party.
Don't get me started
client.
On that. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. And I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but I just want to bring up the fact that RCS is one thing, but we need something that's just going to unify us all in happiness.
Well, that's the challenge, is that it true. I mean, and so that's one thing that I don't know, and maybe you guys know more about RCS, but does RCS handle multimedia files like that in a better way? Right. Like, I know that it allows you to see who's right, you know, if someone else is writing, and there is an extra bit of encryption, which actually is an interesting point, because on Google Messages, 9to5 Google analyzed an internal build of Google Messages that appears to hint at end-to-end encryption coming to RCS and Messages. So it's super early, but it's promising that end-to-end encryption would be coming. But will RCS solve for the crappy MMS, you know, solving for the crappy MMS protocol in transferring videos and high-res images? I think
so.
My
understanding of RCS is that it does that. It supports a higher quality transfer on images and video.
As far as I'm trying
to do searching right now to back that up. But as far as I know, definitely for images. I don't know about for video, but I assume so.
Yeah, because there's nothing worse than getting the mini rectangle compressed, crunched video from an iPhone, from an iOS user over MMS. But you don't get good quality video for Android to Android sometimes too, which is frustrating. That's why I try to anybody that I'm trading media with, I've moved to WhatsApp, because that is a IP based data transfer messaging platform, right? And even though I'm not on Wi-Fi, but I'm out in my LTE connection, WhatsApp is sending files. They're true, like the file that someone sends is the file I get, versus going through layers of compression and things like that to make it transferable. So if RCA, you know, RCS takes that away, that's great, you know, because that's really the main reason why I've moved so much over to WhatsApp. But again, you're waiting for everyone else to get it. So it's so early in this game, you know, it doesn't seem like it's going to change anything, because the number of people that I message with that are on Google Messages and on T-Mobile is probably pretty slim. I mean, like, that's another question, which is, in terms of SMS apps, I mean, are we all using Google Messages, or are you guys not using Google Messages?
I'm using Google Messages, but I barely use it. I mean, I use it with my iPhone friends.
Right. But I guess in this world of Android, I mean, Jason, what are you using?
Yeah, Google Messages.
Okay.
That's the one that
I use. Okay, so maybe I'm over. I was going to use this as a sample, be like, here's three people, and we're all using three different SMS apps. We're all using the same SMS app, but you know, but I'm sure that there's many people out there you still using Textra or some of the other SMS messaging apps. So who knows?
Yeah. I made my husband leave Textra because he was having some server issues. Like, nobody was getting his messages. He was getting messages late, and I told him, I said, you don't need that anymore. Like, you can just go to Android Messages. It had been a long time since he had used it exclusively, so.
Yeah, and I mean, Android Messages, by the way, that might actually be getting encrypted, end-to-end encrypted messaging to tie in with RCS, which we've heard for the last couple of years, was not part of the plan. And there's been a lot of, like, finger-wagging at RCS and at Google, you know, for pushing this initiative that doesn't include end-to-end encryption when Apple does it, you know, in their kind of solution here. You know, slowly but surely, they're working on these issues. If we can get get to a place where all carriers are supporting a single plan, then great. Then we have what you're talking about, Ron. The big challenge, as far as I'm concerned, is the iPhone challenge, which is, if Apple never supports RCS, we will continue to get crappy video quality from iPhones. And that's such a bummer when that happens, because the people on the other side, like the people on the iPhones, think that I'm getting the same video, but I'm like, I wouldn't even save this to my phone. It looks that bad.
You know? I don't even say anything anymore. I don't complain anymore.
Yeah,
anybody who's sending me a video who doesn't know to send it through something else isn't someone that I have the time or patience to have the conversation with. So I just go, ha, and then I move on.
I have a lot of friends who are very close to me who still use iMessage. And I think it's because a lot of people, this just does not resonate with them, because it's not a thing that they think about.
You have to question how close they are to you then, Flo.
No, that's not necessarily, that's not fair, because a person that I'm referring to is like a person I've known for a very, very long time. I think it's just the convenience factor. Like, nobody wants to have to click through into another app just to send me a video when they just want to show me a video of what they're doing out in the world. And I think the second thing is that, honestly, this just isn't something that people know about.
If they're on the sending side of things, they very well might not.
It's not an issue that people are aware of outside of our circles. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's an
issue that millions of Android users feel and get frustrated by, and that they're, I think you,
they might
your
not
circles,
know why.
They might not know why or what's going on, or they'll just, you know, kind of groan about it,
that's
but there's
fair.
Nothing they can,
that's fair.
You know, but yeah, I'm sure that there's a lot of people who it's affected by who don't even understand why it's like that. They just think that transferring video sucks. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Totally, and that's more of what I meant. It's just that, you know, it's something that people have just learned to live with. I don't know. We talk about messaging on Android and just how this is all going to unify. And I just, you know, it just feels all up in the air. And it just feels like whatever way that I can get in touch with people, I'll do it. And that's that. Even if there's like seven different ways, I've just become accustomed to it, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are too many ways.
That's true.
That's my frustration, as I'm in a meeting and I look at my phone and I watch Slack, Instagram DMs, text message, WhatsApp. The list goes
Discord,
on and on. All
Twitter DMs,
all blowing up.
Email,
yeah, exactly.
Everything just blowing up. Yeah. Oh, the
exhausting.
Three people who still use Hangouts with me. That's
too many messages.
Coming in.
Too many messages.